With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans approved President Trump's big, beautiful bill and sent it to the White House for his signature. President Trump is pleased.
Point after point, biggest tax cut in history, great for security, great on the southern border, immigration is covered. We covered just about everything. Again, the biggest bill ever signed of its kind.
Surprisingly robust employment report for June.
The government says employers grew their payrolls by 147,000 jobs. Analysts predicted the addition of 117,000, a figure below the 139,000 jobs added in May. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1% in June from 4.2% in May. Unemployment applications dropped to 233,000 last week as layoffs remain low.
The Supreme Court will hear a case on whether states can ban students from being on sports teams that do not match their biological sex. The justices Thursday said they'll hear appeals from Republican lawmakers in West Virginia and Idaho who will defend bans in their states. A decision on the case is expected to be made by next summer. There's a wildfire threat in California. Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
A wildfire in a wilderness area of Central California has exploded in size as dry, hot weather has raised the fire risk for large portions of California ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. The Madre Fire is California's largest blaze so far this year, ripping through grasslands after breaking out Wednesday about 125 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Evacuation orders and warnings were issued for the tiny communities that dot the area as flames moved through the hilly terrain. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Montana's abortion amendment is being challenged. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A pro-life group has filed suit to overturn the legislation because of a procedural issue. The Montana Family Foundation says people who registered to vote on Election Day did not receive a pamphlet containing the amendment's full language, something that is required by law. The amendment enshrines abortion in the Montana Constitution, making it very hard for any future legislature to pass any kind of pro-life laws in the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's decision to allow parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of public school classes that use queer trans storybooks was an interfaith victory. The case was brought by a coalition of Muslim, Orthodox, Christian, and Catholic parents in Montgomery County. Until recently, these kinds of cases were brought primarily by evangelical Christians, but now other faith groups are joining in. This is SRN News. Positive economic news results in a record-setting day on Wall Street.
Stocks climbed further into record heights on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. It set an all-time high for the fourth time in 5 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1%. Treasury yields jumped. U.S. markets closed early on Thursday in advance of Independence Day. The gains followed a report showing that the U.S. job market looks stronger than Wall Street expected. The strong data on U.S. jobs pushed traders to pull back on forecasts that the Federal Reserve could cut its main interest rate later this month. Damian Troisi, New York.
The markets will be closed today in observance of the 4th. The 4th of July travel period is now in high gear, AAA predicting over 72 million people will venture at least 50 miles from home over the Independence Day holiday period that began June 28th. More details at srnnews.com.